USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly 3 million homes in Texas remain without power as the state's power grid administrator is hoping to begin to get electricity back on Thursday. Many are also dealing with water shortages as residents were dripping faucets to keep pipes from freezing. But now water utilities say that pressure is low and water may now be unsafe to drink as the treatment plants have also been affected by power losses. Democratic Texas State Representative Eddie Morales tells CNN that some residents in his district have been without power for the last 3 days.
The water treatment plants don't have the electricity and they are now going on 72 hours in some areas that have not had power. This idea also of these rolling blackouts that are taking place, I'm sorry to say, but they're not taking place in House District 74 for a large part. And so you have certain subdivisions, certain areas of the community that have gone all 72 hours without electricity.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In the wake of unprecedented winter storms, Texas's food supply could be in trouble. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Russian intelligence agency hackers are believed to be responsible for gaining access to servers belonging to the U.S. government, several Fortune 500 companies, and thousands of individuals. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Experts have described a hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government.
A new data analysis from the CDC shows life expectancy in the U.S. took a dramatic drop after 1 year of the coronavirus pandemic. A baby born in the first 6 months of 2020 can expect to live 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. That's the lowest level since 2006. One of the study's authors notes that U.S. life expectancy hasn't taken that big of a drop in a single year since World War II. And Naomi Osaka punched her ticket into the Australian Open final by defeating Serena Williams in straight sets 6-3, 6-4. Osaka will try to capture her fourth major title on Saturday when she meets either American Jennifer Brady or Karolina Muchikova of the Czech Republic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.